From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life.
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it.
Did the Spirit of the Lord just say, confess? So I yelled out, Lord, I'm guilty. Lord Jesus, save me. And as I was confessing my sins, it felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. It felt like my stomach was filling all kind of fun. And I knew I was saved.
He's filled me with his Holy Ghost and pulled me out of the pits of hell. And I tell every single one of you young people out there, if you don't think he can do the same thing for you, you just give him a chance tonight. I tell you what, let me tell you, I have been kicked out of my house for the beliefs that I have. And I tell you right now that he's been behind me every bit of the way. Next week I go on to seminary school, and after that I'm on my way to Mexico to preach the gospel.
Nothing will be impossible for you.
I tell you, I guarantee you, if you give him a chance tonight, he will pull you out of the pits of hell. He will clean you from every bit of sin, and he will change your life forever. And today, I am still an addict, but I'm addicted to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Woo. And I tell you what, right now, this is my point of no return. I'm going to die in this watery grave with Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior.
And I know now I have the best feeling ever. If I was to die tonight, I know I would go to heaven and I would be with him. I would be with him.
Hallelujah!
My name is Michelangelo Dixon. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. The devil has had me in bondage for 33 years, Lord. 33 long years, Lord. I've been addicted to sin for 22 of those years, Lord. I come down to Memphis from Mobile thinking I was coming to New Hope Home to get off crack and alcohol, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I met somebody else down here. I met somebody else down here. I met my father. My father said, come on home, son. My father said, I got a place for you.
My name is Chuck Kissy, and I'm from Wiggins, Mississippi. And with all that I am, I want to give the Lord the glory for how great he is. And I know so many of you here know how great he is. And then, the Lord has just asked me, and I want to be an obedient servant to say that the Lord has changed my life and touched me and cleansed me. And so many of you know what that is, but so many of you don't. And the reason you don't, and I'm just talking to a segment, but the segment's here, and that's the people that have been deceived, and now therefore they are deceiving, and that's who I was. And you've already told yourself so many times that you're not a sinner, but you are, you know, and I was. And what I'm saying, Lord, I just pray that you give me the wisdom, Lord. Give me wisdom to say your word, say your peace, that you might receive glory now, Father. You see, I'm a man who so many thought was just so great and everything, but I'm not, and that's what I hope the Lord will deal with your hearts, because I started looking at other women, you know, and then and that's how the evil one conceived you, because all of your co-workers look at women much more than you guys do, and you just look at them a little bit, and that starts your deception. That starts your deception. But if you'll deceive yourself and deceive others like that, then you'll lie. And if you'll lie, you'll cheat. And if you'll cheat, you'll steal. Because if you allow yourself to sin, you become a slave to sin. And I'm simply talking to you guys who are like me, and everyone thinks you're good. And I'm just telling you now, I'm giving you this. But no matter what the cost, no matter what you've got to do, no matter the price, you choose your Lord.